Chapter 19.
Move to the center of the room with all your belongings and prepare to be scanned.
Jadak and Post and a mixed species group of 24 other visitors moved deeper into the room. Positioning marks on the metal floor indicated where each of them should stand.
You, with the leg implants.
Carcel's Kadru G security officer ordered over the loudspeakers.
Take 2 steps forward and raise your arms out to your sides.
Hope they don't find the laser file you hid in the birthday cake,
Post said, as Jadak and Gran separated themselves from the group.
Just the human male,
the Kadru G said.
All right, you can rejoin the others,
he added a moment later. Everyone waited while a quartet of archaic gatekeeper droids performed the scanning.
Gather your belongings and report to visitor registration, the guard said finally.
Having left their small packs in the prison's small hotel, Jadak and Post were alone and being empty-handed. The rest of the visitors were bringing foodstuffs, clothing, holozines, smokes of a wide assortment, and refresher flimsy to friends, family members, and former accomplices. Carcel was the most miserable piece of rock Jadak had ever put down on, and perhaps the worst possible place for Post to begin his galactic travels. Regardless, he was like a kid at an amusement park, soaking in every experience and elated to be away from Nar Shadda. Jadak had himself fitted for a new identity and thoroughly scanned for locator implants. As a further precaution, they had booked passage on a merchant ship to Seleucami before hopping a passenger vessel to Roche and transferring to the dedicated shuttles that ferried visitors to and from Carcel. In their short time together, Post had already shown himself to be a quick-thinking and amiable companion. Jadak had been mostly correct about the kid's criminal activities, but there was more to him than met the eye. Born in one of the smuggler's moon's deepest chasms, Post had all but raised himself, learning the ropes of foraging, theft, and scamming early on. He had been jailed numerous times and maintained a soft spot for kids growing up as he did, often to the point of sharing his meager pickings with them. Naturally inquisitive, he was full of questions, only some of which Jadak was able to answer, having spent the past 6 decades in Dreamland. The questions he couldn't answer for reasons that had nothing to do with the coma were where the treasure was hidden and precisely what part the envoy would play in finding it. In the years he had flown for the Republic Group, Jadak had insisted on never being given the details of his missions. The less he knew, the less he could reveal if exposed as a spy and captured. But in the Senate annex on that fateful day, the senators had provided more than the usual information, and the phrase, "Restore Republic honor to the galaxy," was somehow a thread to unraveling their revelations. Arrived at the visitor registration station, Jadak submitted their request.
Reg Taunt, the falling guard said, do you have an appointment?
Just visiting.
Your visitors?
Jadak swapped looks with Post.
What? As opposed to guests?
The Falleen regarded them for a moment, then pointed to a bench and said,
take a seat and I'll let you know.
Maybe they're holding him in solitary,
Post ventured. Jadak shook his head.
Not by the sound of it.
For more than a standard hour, they watched a holonet screen and sipped at sweet drinks purchased from a machine. Finally, the guard summoned them to the station.
Taunt will see you now.
He slid 2 electronic passes forward.
Hook these to your belts, follow the floor routing lines to the west building, then follow the red line to its end. Someone there will tell you what to do next.
Taunt will see us now?
Post said as they set out.
Maybe he was busy knocking out illuminator covers.
The walk took a solid 1/4 hour. The doors they passed through slid every which way, up, down, and to both sides. Some were barred, and some were 1 meter thick. The guards and few prisoners moving through the sterile corridors looked as miserable as Carcel itself. Even the droids looked unhappy. Ultimately, a human guard led them to Taunt's cell, which, oddly, was sealed by a grillwood door that had to be 200 years old. The door concealed a palatial suite of rooms, covered with fine carpets and filled with furniture and antiques dating back to the late Old Republic era. An assortment of beings was busy at tasks, while several human and humanoid females lounged languidly on divans and sofas. Well over 1 century old,
Taunt was sitting like a hut on a huge pillow in the center of the least occupied room.
"I'm Sorrel, and this is Mag France,"
Jadak said, using their new identities. The Askagian gave them the once-over.
"Do I know you gentlemen from somewhere?"
"We've come from Narshada."
Taunt glanced at Post.
"You're from Narshada."
His gaze flicked to Jadak.
You're from...
"All over."
"That would have been my first guess."
Taunt's tone remained conversational.